أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. تول عنهم حتى حين وأبصرهم فسوف يبصرون أفبعذابنا يستعجلون فإذا نزل بساحتهم فساء صباح المنذرين وتول عنهم حتى حين وأبصر فسوف يبصرون صدق الله العظيم. Ayats we discussed yesterday, the Far of Makkah would say that if they had received the advices or the wahi that had come down to the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam of the past, then they would have been amongst the chosen servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala responded to that. And here in this ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَتَوَلَّ عَنْهُمْ حَتَّى حِينَ. O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for a while, turn away from them. Turn away from them here means, do not pay too much of attention to these kind of absurd remarks that these people may make. They had made different remarks to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on different occasions. So turn away from them. Don't pay too much attention. But at the same time, وَأَبْصِرْهُمْ فَسَوْفَ يُبْصِرُونَ, that behold them, keep an eye on them, that in the near future, they will be able to see. In other words, some of them may be awarded and rewarded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with iman. And obviously, they will become obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Others may remain in their obstinance, in their arrogance. So you keep an eye on them and you observe them. أَفَبِعَذَابِنَا يَسْتَعْجِلُونَ. On the other hand, there were those amongst them that would say to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if the adab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to come, then let it come now, rather sooner than later, and whatever happens, we will be able to deal with it. They did not realize the might and the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this perhaps is one very important aspect also, that sometimes we have some reservations about an individual, sometimes we have hatred for an individual, and in that we begin to declare war with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to be very cautious about these issues. Not like how the Quraysh of Makkah had behaved on certain times with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَإِذَا نَزَلَ بِسَاحَتِهِمْ فَسَاءَ صَبَاحُ الْمُنْذَرِينَ. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that when the azab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does come down, it will come down بِسَاحَتِهِمْ, in their very courtyard. In other words, right in their very homes. In Arabic, sometimes this word is used to show and to indicate right in front of a person. In other words, as close as that person can think it will be. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is making reference to this, that adab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come down in the courtyards of their homes, right in front of them, and also it will come very suddenly. فَسَاءَ صَبَاحُ الْمُنْذَرِينَ. In the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and even before that, when an attack will be made by an enemy, sometimes the enemy comes in at night and the attack takes place in the very early part of the morning. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is referring to that it will be the morning, their morning will be an evil morning, the morning of those who have been warned already, that this adab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may come upon them. And if you look at it, they were always surprised when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would deal with them in this manner. Their surprise at the time of the Battle of Badr, their surprise at the time of the conquest of Makkah, they were taken totally by shock. They were taken totally by surprise. And this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to. But that is their case. You and I also, we need to take cognizance of this fact, that when the adab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes, not only sometimes we are taken by surprise, sometimes the adab of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala may come down, and we don't even know that we are now engaged in the adab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So hence, we should never ever be wanting to welcome the adab of Allah Rabbul Izzat and be heedless and careless, like how the Quraysh of Makkah were heedless and careless about the adab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَتَوَلَّ عَنْهُمْ حَتَّى حِينَ. So Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, turn away from them. In other words, don't pay too much of attention to their taunting. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the second time repeats the same command to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is a great amount of emphasis, a great deal of emphasis, that for a time just keep away from them, do not pay any attention to them. And again, وَأَبْصِرْ فَسَوْفَ يُبْصِرُونَ. And O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, observe them, behold them, and perhaps in the near future they will be able to see the light of Islam, and so or alternatively they will see the adab and the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And here again Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala leaves us with this very, very important message, that all around us we will see that whatever opposition to Islam that takes place, whatever plans and plots to stop this deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from continuing, here also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has showed us that our fundamental duty is the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our fundamental duty is to create our link with Allah Rabbul Izzat and to draw the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we should be very diligent in so far as this is concerned. Of course, we will not turn a blind eye, that we will not know what they are doing against the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But more, we have to concentrate on our ibadat and our link with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi.